We're joined by Jaden Heisman, the Pella Christian boys basketball team. Jaden, thanks for joining us. After what was a fantastic 57-32 win, you know, two wins in a row for you guys here against Knoxville and against Oskaloosa here tonight. And this game especially was a really strong team effort where you guys were able to jump on them early, get out to that lead. What were you guys able to do offensively to really allow yourselves to get out to that lead?
Offensively, you know, Levi and Aiden knocking down shots all game long. They're getting it going, getting the crowd going, and then that really boosts us. But I think it started on the defensive end. Holding them to 13 points in the first half is huge, you know. Only 13 scored by them. And so our offense was really fueled by our defense and the ability to stop it and then go out and run and just get easy transition buckets. And when they're collapsing on the post, you know, Eric really, his vision has gotten really good, and he's able to kick it out to open shooters. Nico, too, giving it to open shooters, and just when we're hitting them, you know, we're on.
What kind of advantage does that provide for you guys on the perimeter? You know, like you mentioned, you and Aiden and Levi, Tyson, all those guys who play on the perimeter. What kind of advantage is it for you guys having multiple posts in there, and Nico and Eric and EJ and Danny, who are so good at passing out of double teams and out of post situations?
So, you know, for a team like Oski, they do not have the height that we did. So, you know, if we're pounding it down low, you know, we're getting it going down low. Well, then when they start collapsing on our bigs, that frees up our shooters, and then we're hitting shots. So I would say the thing is we have a really good front court and back court. So it makes us hard to guard, because if you collapse on the post, then you're giving up a shooter somewhere else. And if we're making them, you know, we're pretty solid team.
Yeah, you guys are a very solid team. And now you guys get ready for what's another grueling stretch of Little Hawkeye Conference basketball. Assuming the snow holds up, you know, you got Pella on Friday. You know, assuming the school doesn't get canceled on Friday because of the snow, you guys get Pella on Friday. If you don't get Pella, then you get Knox or Norwalk the following Friday, and then you got the game at Wells Fargo Arena. So you guys have, you know, another tough stretch of games coming up here for you guys. You know, while it's nice to get these wins, how do you guys, you know, come away from these wins and continue to keep that hunger and that motivation to continue to find wins, especially in the Little Hawkeye Conference, which is as tough as it is?
Yeah, so one game at a time is what I hear Coach Bohr saying. You know, we're taking it one game. We're not looking ahead of the schedule. We're, you know, we got Oski tonight, so we're focused on Oski. Yesterday, Knoxville, we didn't talk about any other opponents. You know, now we can start talking about Pella. You know, after we play Pella, then we start talking about Norwalk. And just one game at a time, you know, don't get too ahead of ourselves, you know, focusing on what's up, what's upcoming.
Absolutely, Jaden. That's great insight on the team. And, you know, obviously you guys are seeming to gel really well and at the right time, too, as you guys, like I said, get ready for this tough stretch. We appreciate you taking the time to join us here on the Cabinet Design of Pella Radio postgame show and on KNI KRLS. You know, we appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing what you guys can do against Pella on Friday night, and if not, against Norwalk on the following Friday night. And so enjoy the next couple days off, and we'll look forward to seeing what happens in the coming days. But thanks for joining us.
Yep, thank you.
Absolutely. That was Jaden Heisman, the Pella Christian boys basketball team, joining us.